Welcome back to the Farm Show. Yesterday, Justin Miller sat down with Scott Raymolt from the Minnesota DNR talking about the syrup tapping season coming up and also that it's time to start thinking about renewing your fishing and trapping licenses for the new year. Here's what they all talked about.
So we are finally getting to the end of winter and beginning of spring. We are not getting rid of all the snow quite yet, but it's coming soon. But that means we are into maple syrup season. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
That is always a good sign of spring. And people often ask, when do I know when to tap trees? And the sap moves up through the trees when the daytime temperatures are above freezing and the nighttime temperatures are below freezing. And then the more days you get in the row of that, the better the sap runs. So we are at the perfect time for people to tap trees right now.
And for those that don't have their own maple trees or maybe don't want to go through the effort, but they want to learn more about it, there's an event coming up in a couple weeks not too far from here.
There sure is. We're going to do an event at Fort Ridgely State Park on March 24th, and that runs 2 to 3 p.m. And there will be several people on hand showing how to tap trees, giving advice on how to make maple syrup, and show you just how simple it is. Quite frankly, if you've got a maple tree in your backyard, it's a fun family project to make maple syrup.
And it doesn't really require much equipment or anything, just kind of
plug in there, right? Really, there's just a few things you've got to do. One is you've got to have a way to get the sap out of the tree, which is through your tap. You have something to collect the sap in, which can be as simple as a 5-gallon bucket. And then you cook the sap to make syrup. And those three steps are really all that's involved. And it's simple enough, again, that you can tap a tree in the backyard. You can boil the sap out on a cook stove, or if it's a small amount, even in your house, and your family can enjoy maple syrup. The one thing to remember is that it takes a lot of sap to make a little syrup. It takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. So if you tap your backyard tree, even with 5 gallons of sap, you can end up with a pint of syrup for the family to enjoy.
And of course, it'll taste a lot better knowing that it came right from your tree, and that maple syrup is so much better than the processed syrup you buy in the stores.
Yeah, and it's the fun of having the family involved with the project. And whether you tap one tree, 20 trees, or 100 trees, the process largely stays the same.
Very cool. So again, could you give us the details of when that is again?
Yeah, that is at Fort Ridgely State Park, and it's March 24th from 2 to 3 p.m. And Fort Ridgely State Park is just 6 miles south of Fairfax or 12 miles north of Sleepy Eye. There's no charge to attend, and we hope you show up and learn more about making maple syrup.
You'll need a vehicle permit to get in the park, though, correct?
You will, and if you don't have a pass for the season, you can get a day pass.
Fantastic. And kind of along the lines of passes, it's getting time to get ready to get those license purchases for the upcoming fishing season and all the other activities. What are some of the reminders you want to pass along?
Yeah, another sign of spring. If you had a 2017 fish game or trapping license, that did expire February 28th, and so it's time to get a new one. 2018 licenses are available. You can get them online. You can get them by calling the DNR toll-free, or you can get them at any of the license vendors that we have around the state. But now is the time to get the license, and then you'll be set for the rest of the year.
And if you order that by phone or online, how long does it usually take to get to you?
If you do it online, you can print out that license. You've got it immediately.
There you go.
And so that's a good option for some people. If you don't want to get out to a store. And just a reminder that this year we did have a license fee increase, and that's $3 for a resident individual angling license, and then we did also have some increases on other type of licenses, including deer licenses, sports licenses, and lifetime licenses, and that was a result of the legislative session last year.
Okay, and of course all those information on the licenses and state parks and everything. Great resource is the DNR website.
It is, and really anything you want to know more about with the DNR, you can go to our website, which is mndnr.gov. And when the site pulls up, there's a little search box in the upper right corner. Type in the word or words that you're looking for, and it'll take you to those pages.
Fantastic, Scott. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us today.
All right. Nice to visit with you as always. Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back.